It appears we are live. Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody. I'm Bear with BearIndependent.com, founder and CEO of Refuge Medical, president of Grindstone Ministries and Caleb House. And today we're going to do the brief. If you're new here, don't be a schlub. Subscribe, ring the little bell icon. If you're not new here, you know what to do. Share the show with somebody you love. If you're on a platform other than YouTube this morning, understand that the vast majority of our content exists on YouTube and Patreon, because Patreon is the economic engine of the Bear Nation. Bear Independent Brief, 9 December 22. Tis the season for porch pirates, whether you celebrate the holiday season or not. While it's true that porch pirates can strike at any time of year, nabbing your packages right from under your nose, December is the worst time of year as incidents double. According to both estimates and actual surveys, roughly a third of people have had their deliveries stolen from either their mailbox or their doorstep. Question on your doorstep: can your neighbors see your doorstep? That's both a good thing and a bad thing, depending on what kind of neighbors you have. You have bad neighbors, they're going to be aware of the fact that you had packages delivered, and they may be interested in turning your packages into their packages. If you have good neighbors, they might see that your packages were delivered, and they might be interested in checking out whoever it is on your front porch that's not you looking at your packages. Also, let's all giggle at the comment looking at your package. So, because it is Friday, right? Don't shake your head at me, Liberty. Okay, how about some Jocko? Sounds good. We're off to a great start. This is the 50-50 tactical tea and lemonade, which is what my Jocko powder has been changed to, since they no longer make the flavor. They discontinued the flavor that I like, but I'll get over it. It's okay. Good morning, SSR. Hello to everybody in the chat. Keep your hands off my package. You got it, Liberty Off-Road. There's a tour for that. So can your neighbors see your front porch? Are your neighbors scumbags? Things you might want to consider. If you can see my front porch, you're too close to my house. In which case, F-A-F-O. My wife pulled her gun on the high-speed internet install person when they showed up unannounced. I had my hand on the gun on my hip when the tax assessor pulled into the driveway unannounced. So, you know, there are some benefits to living in the middle of nowhere. Like, people shouldn't be up on your property unless you invite them in. That's different if you live in the burbs. To say nothing of the fact, in the burbs, you get a higher population density, so you're going to have scumbags who drive around the affluent areas looking for packages to be delivered, and then they're just going to go take those packages. So, you know, but hey, the roads are nicely paved and the soccer field is close, and I really like that mega church that preaches bullshit on Sunday mornings. So, you know, there's ups and downs. Strangely, security cameras do not seem to deter the criminals, but there are some ways to prevent the issue. 3-gauge Magnum buckshot works really well. Another way is to ship your deliveries to a different location, such as a workplace, a brick and mortar store for pickup, or use a package receiving service. On a related note, be wary of any texts or emails, grandma, grandpa, that claim that there was a problem delivering your package to your residence. Often this is a phishing scam that can infect your device when you click the link. Don't click the link if you get an email from somebody you don't know. Like, don't click the link. If you're signed up for the Refuge newsletter, you can click that link. We're not phishing or scamming you. But if you get an email, you know, from JohnnyPants316, that's like, hey, we were unable to deliver your Amazon package, click here. Probably not a great idea to click the link. Theft from individual households isn't the only thing on the rise during this time. Retail theft is escalating so much that big name retailers and drugstores have warned that the rising crime could cause store closures and negatively impact communities. This is an economic indicator, BT dubs. It's also an indicator of poor leadership at the federal level, which we'll talk about in a moment. It's also an indicator of this entitlement generation that we have, where people have simply decided that I want that thing that you have. Doesn't matter how much you've busted your ass, scrimped and saved to buy that thing. I want it. And therefore, because I want it, I'm entitled to it. And I'm just going to take it from you. And YouTube and TikTok have changed their policies about showing firearms on camera. But to suffice it to say, this would be the time where I would hold up a Glock on camera with 147 grain jacketed hollow points plus P configuration and explain that taking things from people who earned them is a pretty bad policy in certain areas of the country, as long as you're interested in continuing to be able to respirate and pump blood through your body. Home Depot CEO Bob Nardelli said, quote, "The degree of severity now, it's not just theft, it's smash and grab. There's an entitlement out there that if you have it, you worked hard to earn it. I want it. I'm just going to take it," end quote. FAFO, bro. Home Depot had an 83-year-old worker that died after being shoved by a thief in the store. The dude that shoved that 83-year-old man, I don't know if you've seen that video. I have. I don't know how, if you don't have compassion for that 83-year-old man, get out of the Bear Nation. You don't belong here. I don't want you as a subscriber. I don't want you as a member of the Bear Nation. I watched that video and a little piece of my heart broke. And I'd like to find that scumbag who walked past that man with a bunch of Ryobi pressure canners, which I didn't even know were a thing, didn't even know they existed. I'd like to find that guy who walked past that 83-year-old man and lay hands on him. And I don't mean in a healing way. I'd like to turn his face into a pound of hamburger with these fists. And to be completely honest, maybe it's time for a little more of that. Maybe it's time for a little vigilante justice, Old West style justice, as they called it. So many people have never suffered the consequences for their actions, and therefore they continue to F around. I'm not saying you should go out and look for scenarios like that to happen. But I am saying, you see somebody pushing an 83-year-old man, do something about it. And all of our concealed carry weapons holders out there, keep your head on a swivel. Be the hero. First responders are overtaxed, underfunded. There's been a lot of layoffs. Petty crime is up. Keep your head on a swivel. Not just for yourself and your family, which you should already have the mindset to be protecting, but for everybody else around you from a stewardship standpoint. Like whenever we go somewhere, that is the safest that place has ever been. And we actually get comments to that effect from people like who work in the store, the restaurant where we're at. They're like, man, it feels really good to know you're all in here. Yep. Got that comment at a softball game we were at from the school resource officer. He's like, it is so good to know that you're here and you're all medics and you're going to be here if anything bad goes down. Like, homie, first of all, nothing bad's going to go down because we're here. And that's not bravado, ego, or hubris. It's just a fact. There's a deterrence force that happens when you put a bunch of strong, capable people in an area. Second of all, if it did go down, you're absolutely right. We got your back 100%. It's cool to have those types of interactions with law enforcement where they appreciate the fact that you are a capable, prepared citizen. So if you are a capable, prepared citizen, keep your freaking head on a swivel out there. It's not just thieves from the streets either. The president of Seven Stage Advisors, Carl Gould, said most of the skyrocketing theft and inventory loss could actually be from inside jobs by employees. Oof-da. A couple thoughts on this. First of all, build a good company where people don't steal from you and your ethos doesn't tolerate people who steal from you. Second of all, if you're the type of person who's stealing from your company, you're a scumbag. Thou shalt not steal. It's one of the big 10. It doesn't matter which denomination of the 44,000 denominations that are out there. Most of us can agree on the big 10, one of which is thou shalt not steal. When you do that, you're hurting the other people you work with. You're taking money out of their paycheck. To say nothing of you will suffer the ramifications of your actions. Like the father keeps score. You can call it karma if you want. The father keeps score. and you reap what you sow. You sow some bullshit, guess what you're going to reap? Previously, the pandemic was blamed for the rise in crimes such as these, but now that it's the end of 2022, that excuse is drying up. It does not seem that the Biden administration has cracked down on crime successfully, as was promised in 2021. It doesn't seem like they've done much of anything that they promised in 2021, except the continuation of the fundamental transformation of the United States of America, of which I'm not a fan. Ultimately, regardless of the cause, the businesses impacted will raise prices to recoup the losses incurred. And once again, the common man, us, is the one who will ultimately pay the price. So thanks, scumbags. Have some bonus intel. If you are on Patreon, you have the links to what we just discussed in the brief. If you're not on Patreon, you don't. I recommend you consider checking it out. There's a link to Patreon in the every video and live stream. And highly recommended you check it out. It's $5 a month, man. Bonus intel, 9 December 22. This is from 12-4. On Saturday, approximately 1 p.m., there was a major telecommunications outage that, as far as I can tell, is still ongoing. The following info is from the Texarkana Police Department. That's in Texas, Arklatexahomas region. The following info is from the Texarkana Police Department Facebook and has yet to be updated. Too long didn't read. Two counties in Texas have not had 911 for over a day. You are your best and often only first responder. Which begs the question, what kit and capabilities do you possess to be your first responder? From a preparedness standpoint, what kit and capabilities do you possess to be a first responder? To deal with somebody who has decided that today, whether you like it or not, you are in a deadly force engagement. Or today, whether you like it or not, two vehicles are going to violently slam into one another and people might die. That today, whether you like it or not, blood might come out of somebody's body, maybe your own. What kit and capability do you have to deal with that? You are your best and often only first responder. You and your neighbors and community. Stop depending on the beast system. God bless y'all for everything you've done and continue to do. So from the Texarkana PD, update 12-3-22, 5:25 p.m. Please do not call 911 to see if your phone is working. You'd think that we wouldn't have to say that, but we're getting a lot of those types of calls. We have to keep our one working phone line available for emergencies. Update 3:45, Texarkana is now able to receive 911 calls with limited information, but it is only on one line. We still do not know when full service will return. 911 and all landlines coming into our communication center are currently down. This is a region-wide issue that appears to also include 911 calls going to the Bowie County Sheriff's Office, Miller County Sheriff's Office, Texas DPS, Department of Public Safety, and Texarkana, and New Boston Police Department. If you have an emergency, call this number. It's a single cell phone, so you may have to call back if you get a busy signal or it goes to voicemail. The dispatchers are doing their best to answer calls as soon as they come in. We have no idea what caused the outage at this time or how long it's going to be down. Hashtag Texarkana Police. I'm glad we threw the hashtag in there. That helped a lot. The fragility of the system. Most of us are very aware of the fragility of the system, aware mentally, but I don't think most of us have onboarded it into our ethos. You are your first responder. If you want things to go well for you, that rests firmly on your shoulders. This is taking nothing away from the good men in law enforcement, fire, EMS. They're doing their jobs to the best of their ability. But that system is just as broken as all the other systems we have. It's just as broke as all the other systems that we have. There are layers upon layers of bureaucracy. Maintenance and upkeep hasn't been happening at the rate that it should be due to COVID. People have been laid off. It is not what it was. Another viewer wrote in, 12-5, a public drag show in San Antonio, among several others across the U.S., scheduled for Saturday, 10 December 22, has been canceled due to threats and recent events in North Carolina. Now, you'll remember the Moore County, North Carolina incident, which we'll talk more about in a moment. It's been postulated by many people on the internet, some of which are my mentors, many of which are not, that this could have been a special forces operation. Maybe, but the special forces personnel that are active duty in those areas lost power too. So maybe, maybe not. It could have been role players and former special forces that did this as a sign of their disapproval of the drag queen show that was taking place in Moore County, North Carolina. Maybe. Could have been domestic terrorism, hillbillies and pickup trucks. Maybe. Could have been international terrorism. Possible. Not incredibly well coordinated, but possible. Could have been a probing attack. It could have been a lot of things. Investigation is still ongoing, but it was definitely man-made. Fragility of the system. From another subscriber, hello from Moore County, North Carolina. So I attended the anti-drag queen protest Saturday at Sunrise Theater. Originally, the House of Cox, C-O-X-X, the House of Cox, the group doing the performing, the drag queens, the House of Cox were welcoming underage children to the event. Buddy, you show up anywhere I am with the House of Cox, C-O-X-X, to invite children to a drag queen event, we're going to lay some hands. And they might be healing, they might not be. After much balking from the conservative Christian side, they raised it to over 18 years old. If we had not said a thing, it would not have changed. They also, the House of Cox, lost sponsorship through Toys for Tots. Good. The protest itself consisted of our side and their side, both having legal permits to stand on the road. We also had the train station platform in front of the theater. We spoke Bible verses, love, prayers, and good words of the gospel to them through a bullhorn. They kissed each other for shock value, screamed, and danced. Our legal permit ended at 7 p.m., and we dispersed after that. A few of us lingered around to talk, but not protest. I should point out, these people, the House of Cox, have a First Amendment right to express themselves. They have a First Amendment right to gather and assemble. What they don't have is the right to negatively impact other Americans. You don't have a right to co-opt my children. And if you're the type of person who takes your children to a drag queen event, you are part of the problem. Whether you like it or not, America was founded on Judeo-Christian values. That shit's an abomination. And you are commanded to raise your children up in the way that they should go so they do not depart from it when they are older. Period. The end. You are responsible for your kids. And if you subject your children to that because you want to emote on your progressive values, right? You want to demonstrate just how woke you are. You're part of the problem. And you should, in my opinion, because yay capitalism, you should lose revenue. You should lose support. Like all these giant companies that for the last 2 years in the age of COVID, we're talking about ESG scores, social credit scores, and engaging in gross wokeism across the board to try and garner support from this current administration and the big they that run the world, who are now finding their profits just absolutely driven into the ground. Good. Good. You reap what you sow. Good. Why do you think we work so hard to build an American-made company? Not just an American company, an American-made company that operates with morals and values and ethics founded upon biblical principles. The pendulum is swinging in the other direction. That's something that we need to remember as Americans. And praise Yah, thank God. The pendulum is finally starting to swing in the other direction. This woke bullshit will not be tolerated by probably 85 or 90% of the country. The issue is, you look at like Elon with Twitter and all these bots out there, bot farms and all that. 80% of these accounts are fake. Bless you, Aquarius and company. Thank you, Bear, for all of your good and hard work. From one first responder to another, many blessings to you, your wife, and your ministries. You're doing good works for God's kingdom and humanity. Thank you, Aquarius and company. I appreciate you very much. Thank you. These woke companies are falling apart, and they should be, because 80 to 90% of the country agrees with our morals and ethics, our morals and ethics, not theirs. But there has been an attempt at mass psychosis, mass brainwashing to make you think that you are the lone wolf, that you are alone in your convictions, that you are alone in your worship, that you are alone in your relationship with the Most High. You're not. You're normal, as is most of the country is normal. They tried to perpetuate this idea that we're not, that we are what's wrong with the country. I disagree wholeheartedly. I'm also not into identity politics or partisan bullshit. This is not a political issue for me, although it certainly has political ramifications. This is a normalcy issue. You want to make America great again? Start with your house. Start with your relationship with the Creator. Start with your relationship with the Son, and then your relationship with your wife and your kids, and then your neighborhood, and then your community, then your county, then your state, then your region, then the country. You are how we make America great again. Not another person, whoever they may be, in the big white house in the swamp. That's top down. It doesn't work that way. It's grassroots up. That's how you make this country great again. And that pendulum is starting to swing. And I hope it continues to. The House of Cox can do whatever they want, but I'm not going to participate. I'm not going to support it. I'm not going to subject my children to it. And I will absolutely disdain anybody who does, because it is my right as an American, and as a son of the Most High, to do so. Back to this intel. The protest itself consisted of our side and their side. We spoke Bible verses, love, prayer, and good words from the gospel to them through a bullhorn. They kissed each other for shock value, screamed, and danced. Our legal permit ended at 7 p.m., and we dispersed after that. A few of us lingered around to talk, but not to protest. Shortly after that, it was reported the power stations were attacked. I have no idea who did it, which side, why, etc. There was a heavy police presence along with the drone at the protest, so it did make a good time to do a crime, as there would be less police available or patrolling. By the way, just throwing this out there, I was listening to my brother Saw this morning, talking about fifth generation warfare. He was also talking about how this device right here, your cell phone, is a seventh generation warfare device. That is 100% accurate. You go to something like that, this is just from me to you. You want to protest, that's fine. You go to something like that, bring a burner or don't bring your phone. Those drones, and I mean, there's technology that'll fit in your pocket to collect the SSIDs of every single individual who was there. Basically, the social security number for every device. That's what an SSID is. It'll map every network, every Bluetooth connection, every Wi-Fi network, every Wi-Fi antenna, every GPS antenna. Plot it all on a map. And the next time you fire up that device, it'll plot your location on the map the next time, and the next time, and the next time, and the next time, and the next time. Now they, whoever they are, have patterned a life on you. Yeah. Remember that. And this is not some like super secret squirrel technology. This is available to civilians. You can watch YouTube videos on how to build devices like that. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, keep your poop in a group. If you're going to go assemble and do something like that, don't bring your phone. Or if you do, bring a burner. Maybe have some, DMR, RF comms. Back to this bonus intel. However, all the leftists after this Moore County, North Carolina power outage, all the leftists are going after Emily Rainey, a.k.a. Emily Grace, a traditional Catholic conservative woman who was kicked out of the Army PSYOP division who led the anti-drag protest. She's well known for her activism and literally has thousands of comments, some bordering on death threats, as everyone on the left is blaming Christian conservatives and her specifically for what happened. There is no reasoning. I tried. This is a quote from her. There's no reasoning. I tried and got lumped into their attack. The fans are already being flamed. Probably the flames are already being fanned, if that's what we're trying to say here. Pray for us. I know my house will not get power until at least Thursday. Also, a Christian disliked by other Christians. Keep up the good fight. End quote. Well, ye shall know them by their works. I'll just leave it at that. 12:7. I've been employed for 10 years with my employer. The company has had ups and downs, but has generally had enough income streams to withstand any storm. This past quarter, several divisions were forced into layoffs. My division laid off 10% of its staff. We do complete custom software development, and as a result, we are very slow to grow. This 10% represents about 2 years of growth. This 10% was after a year where 20% of our staff left voluntarily throughout the year. So in total, we've lost 30% or maybe 5 to 6 years of growth. The scary part is sales projections going to the next year said we needed to lay off another 20% and not the 10%. Also of note, while profits weren't great for my division, we were still profitable and even enough to give out the profit, to give out profit bonuses and giant raises a few months ago to retain people. I say this because my employer would be one of the last to move into layoffs due to how it's positioned with so many income streams and it being privately owned and still managed by the founders, aka little pressure to pump profits. A lot of people were caught by surprise. You need to take care of yourself financially, get out of debt, build an emergency fund. I agree. Now, something to say about the health of companies out there, even if they're privately owned with diversified income streams. How are they leveraged in debt? Was the company founded on accessibility to low-cost capital, which doesn't exist anymore? Like, what do the books look like? So the pressure to build profits may be low, but you have to have the revenue to service the debt load, or you have to close the doors, aka bankruptcy. Now, that's the brief for today. If you're one of those people that jumps off when it's time to talk about how to support the show, I invite you kindly to beat feet, skedaddle, get out of here, have a blessed day. Shalom. If you'd like to know about how to support the show, stick around. We're going to talk about that. Firstly, Patreon. Patreon is the economic engine of the Bear Nation. Shout out to all the patrons. Thank you. Legitimately, thank you for your support. This morning on Patreon, we posted a video called Doing Tuesday Together, aka how to build a real mag with people you care about, not just, you know, be prepared for when the world ends. Because there's a lot of people who talk about, you know, what they're going to do when the world ends that are living a shit life right now. What we do isn't easy, but it is good. It's not without its challenges, but we do overcome. We're building a life that can flex into preparedness the moment it's needed. And that does, at times, have a focus on preparedness. But we're also building a life. And therefore, contextually, we have much better relationships with one another. I trust the people I do life with. I don't have to worry about them when the damn balloon goes up. And by the way, it's not up yet. It's been going up for a hot minute, but there's still myriad opportunities that a lot of people are missing out on because they're sitting around worried about when the other shoe is going to drop rather than taking advantage of every opportunity that presents itself now. So that video, Doing Tuesday Together, is up on Patreon this morning, and the Thursday exclusive live stream went up last night. A lot of y'all have asked, Bear, what happened to Thirsty Thursday? It's on Patreon. Refuge Medical. This company here, daily December deals. Today is day two. Cat Tourniquet is being highlighted. It is a BOGOHO sale. Buy one, get one half off. So you add two Cat Tourniquets to your cart. When you get to checkout, the price will adjust and you will pay 50% off the second tourniquet, which essentially means you are getting tourniquets at my cost. Happy holidays. They make great stocking stuffers. Additionally, the Bear Minimum 2.0 is out. We've had a lot of people saying, hey, I want a smaller kit that's good for like kids, while also still being fully capable for trauma medicine. This is the Bare Minimum 2.0. This, I believe, is in Ranger Green, but I'm super duper colorblind. It's OD. Thank you. It's green. I know that. It's also available in red, black. What other colors we got this in, Ty?
We got red, black, multicam, Ranger Green, Cavity, Gray, and Marpat.
Nice. Gray, black, multicam, Ranger Green, Coyote Tan, and Marpat. And by the way, Marpat fabric is getting incredibly difficult to get right now. So, yeah, because, you know, hoorah, go Marines. Department of Defense is buying it up. So if you want a Marpat kit, get a Marpat kit, because what we have is what we have. After that, I can not guarantee when, if ever, we will get Marpat fabric in again. So Bare Minimum 2.0. Got your cat tourniquet on the outside, set of shears on the outside. Same style pouch as the Bare Fac. You got your durability and portability on the outside with your ballistic nylon, right? Molly compatible, pals webbing, etc. Then you pull the top open, pull the inner pouch out. The inner pouch, you've got pressure bandage, tape, gloves, Curlix rolled gauze, wound packing gauze, nasal pharyngeal airway in the back, so your massive bleeding and airway stuff. Then in the bottom pouch, this is the Bare Min 2.0. Bottom pouch, we've got a Burn Tech dressing, as well as 2x2s, 4x4s, 5x9 gauze pads. Then you've also got, in the bottom pouch, chest seals, one vented, one non-vented. You've got your povidone iodine, triple antibiotic, BZK wipes, burn cream, all your little creams and gels, etc. Then you got your Band-Aid bag that's got, you know, Band-Aids, knuckle strips, big Band-Aids, little Band-Aids, etc., as well as Steri-Strips for wound closure. So this is like we took our boo-boo kit and our Bare Fac and smashed them together. So you've got capability from Susie fell off of her bike and skinned her knee, all the way up to I was in a bad motor vehicle accident, this propane tank exploded, or I got into a gunfight, all in one pouch. And these are very reasonably priced, made in America, guaranteed forever, with a lot of increased capability. So that's the Bare Minimum 2.0. You can find that at refugemedical.com. And all of December, you have free shipping on everything in the store. So that's refugemedical.com. Refuge training, there's a bazillion classes up in the store right now. Go to class, learn the fine art of how to not die. Having the kit is one thing. Having the capability to use the kit is another. Much like owning a defensive firearm is good, if you're not trained in how to use it, you don't actually have any capability. Possession does not equate to proficiency. So please come to class, learn the fine art of how to not die. Okay, that's what we teach. You will get a certification of completion from the American College of Surgeons for Refuge Responder 1, Responder 2, and Responder 3. We are piloting Responder 4 and within the next couple of weeks. It's going to be absolutely badass, and Responder 4 is invite only with the prerequisite that you have completed Responder 3 and are part of the Refuge alumni. It's a 24-hour force-on-force TACMED scenario-based training. It's absolutely badass. Responder 1 is the MARCH algorithm, massive bleeding, airway, respiratory, circulation, head injury, hypothermia, everything else, and stop the bleed in a four-hour classroom setting that is not death by PowerPoint. You get a free trainer kit that comes with it that you keep, that has a tourniquet, a pressure bandage, wound packing gauze, airway, chest seal, Mylar blanket, et cetera, inside of it. And two lives have been saved with those training tourniquets that were provided at class by people who attended the class. They're real cat tourniquets. They're just blue instead of orange or black. So they freaking work. Okay. Responder 2 is CPR, AED, and an intro to scenario-based training where you will work an MVA, motor vehicle accident, four-hour classroom and parking lot type class. Responder 3 is a 10-hour TACMED, tactical medicine, force-on-force class where you do active shooter response, team movements, triage, casualty carries, group force on force and individual force on force against trainers, role players, and crisis actors. All that stuff is at refugetraining.com. Please go check it out. Find a class that's nearest to you. Come to class and learn the fine art of how to not die. Finally, grindstoneministries.com. Grindstone in 2022 thus far, don't have the numbers for November or December yet, but in the first 10 months of the year, Grindstone, because y'all are incredible, has spent $313,000 on anti-human trafficking. We have more than two dozen people in our care right now. We have an ongoing mission to recover a six-year-old who's in a very bad place right now, to say nothing of our disaster relief efforts that we've also performed. Hurricane Ian, McCurtain County tornadoes, et cetera, in 2022. We absolutely could not do that without you. You are incredible. This is the best audience on the face of the earth, and I love every one of you for supporting what we do. You can buy a t-shirt at Sanctified Supply Co. There's a link in the description from our brother Saw. The Facts Not Feelings shirt, awesome shirt. 100% of the profit from that shirt goes to, I believe it's 100%. It's a portion. A portion of the proceeds, we'll say that. A portion of the proceeds go to help fund the building of Caleb House, which is our restoration facility for juvenile human trafficking survivors. There's also a link to grindstoneministries.com where you can donate to support our ongoing efforts, anti-human trafficking missions, and taking care of the people that we already have, as well as building Caleb House. And at grindstoneministries.com in the shop, where there's a link in the description, you can find our Caleb House hoodies, long sleeves, and t-shirts. And they are expensive because anti-human trafficking is expensive. Costs more than $20,000 per month to take care of the people that we already have. It costs up to $50,000 to perform a single extraction to go in and take a good person from bad people. And as I've said, we've spent $313,000 as of the end of October this year on anti-human trafficking because of y'all. It's going to take another $1.5 million to build Caleb House, the restoration facility for these people that we're rescuing, which we currently have ensconced 24/7, 365 in safe houses where their every need and want is met, where we are putting these people back together again, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, financially, educationally, meeting their every need so that we can begin the process of breaking generational curses so that we can forsake not the widow and the orphan. We can't do that without you. It's also the end of the year. So if you're part of an agency or an organization that does end of the year giving, or if your household does end of the year giving, please consider grindstoneministries.com. We can't do this without you. And we're really good at anti-human trafficking. We're really good at disaster relief. We're really bad at the website that's there, which we're in the process of updating. So it's a little bit more high speed and flashy. We honestly, my ethos, I don't care about that. I don't care about the website. I understand the importance of it, which is why we're fixing it, but I don't care about that. I care about the six-year-old we got to go get. I care about the people who lost everything in tornadoes. I care about the two dozen people we've already got. I care about building Caleb House. I care about the people whose houses were flooded in the most recent hurricane in Florida. That's what I care about. That's what we do. And I am blessed to be part of an organization that runs toward the problem, not away from it. I am blessed to be supported by y'all to be able to do this. I cannot thank you enough for supporting Refuge Medical, Refuge Training, Grindstone Ministries, Patreon, and Bear Independent. Y'all are incredible. And let this be a little bit of a lesson to you as far as what type of impact you can have. All the cool stuff that we do it because the Father has allowed us to do it. But we have met the opportunity to be blessed with action, yod, works, do stuff. So if you're thinking that your voice is small, you don't have much of a reach, nobody's listening. Nobody was listening the first time 5 years ago. I turned an iPhone sideways and started talking at it. Now there's 180,000 of y'all. We've raised millions. We, the Bear Nation, have raised millions for people affected by disasters. We've rescued 24 people who were being serially raped. We've donated more than 5,000 copies of the scriptures. We've baptized more people than I can count. We've saved 57 lives. We've put kits in the hands of United States Armed Forces service members on 4 continents. Thousands of law enforcement officers domestically. Thousands of civilians. EMS, firefighters. We've done that together because the Father has chosen to bless the work of our hands. And it started with a sideways iPhone. So don't think that nobody's listening. Don't think that nobody cares. Remember, there are real people on the other side of the camera. And you might have the word that they need to hear today. You might be the light that they need to see today. So don't half-ass it. Don't continue to wallow in fear and shame. Do it. Y'all have a blessed day. Shalom.